Hi, I'm Richard Kaup. I'm a senior investigator at the National Institutes of Health. I work in the Vaccine Research Center there. My area of research is in the immune response to HIV infection, and mostly what I look at is the interactions that go on in lymph nodes, specifically T follicular helper cells and how they interact with B cells to produce a good antibody response. So a T follicular helper cell is a kind of a helper cell that is specialized to interact with B cells. And there are two important things about T follicular helper cells. One is that they are located within lymph nodes. They're not in the peripheral blood. And within the lymph nodes, they're in a specific area, not in the T cell zone, but the B cell area of the lymph node. And they interact with B cells in a place called the germinal center. And this is where the T follicular helper cell can interact intimately with a B cell and through multiple different interactions. And this includes the T follicular helper cell liberating something called IL-21, and also through interactions of CD40, CD40 ligand, and other interactions. What happens is that the T follicular helper cell tells the B cell to turn on an enzyme called activation-induced deaminase. What this enzyme does in the B cell is it allows the chromatin, the genetic material of the B cell, to start to mutate. And what this actually helps the B cell do is to slowly alter the immunoglobulin or the antibody that that B cell produces such that it's not the same immunoglobulin that was initially programmed into that B cell. So over multiple interactions between T follicular helper cells and B cells, what happens is that you mature the antibody response to an antigen. And so where the first B cell that encounters an antigen may be reasonably able to recognize it, after it goes through several interactions between the antigen and the T follicular helper cell and the B cell, that immunoglobulin changes, matures, and becomes much higher affinity. And that's how, after, let's say, a vaccination, after your first vaccination, you may not have that strong B cell response, but after multiple vaccinations, you'll get a very strong and very mature B cell response. And were it not for the T follicular helper cell, this would never be able to occur. The B cell would never be able to change the immunoglobulin to make a better immune response to that antigen.